How you doing today?
Good.
Merry Christmas. You're here collecting stuff. Can I give you this?
Okay.
Real quick, in love. What's your first name?
Mike.
I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie. I'm a traveling street preacher. I travel the country and I preach the gospel all over. I know your people, all. When I talk to the Salvation Army, they always say, well, I'm just a bell ringer. You're probably just a bell ringer. Do you know about the Salvation Army?
You're just
a bell ringer.
And I helped them do like dinners, yeah. And I know of.
What if I told you, do you believe God is holy?
I'm a Catholic.
Okay. What if I told you that the Salvation Army supports gay pride? Does that sound like something that God would smile upon?
No.
They support the NFL, which supports the gay pride. They actually have special centers for transgendered people can go and feel safe. They call them their brothers and their sisters. And I'm going to ask you a question. Is that loving those people without calling them out of their sin?
Oh, man.
What's going to happen to them if they die in their sin? Whether you're a drunk, a liar, an adulterer, a homosexual, what's going to happen if you die in your sin?
Yeah.
So I just want to get tell you, do you go on the internet?
I don't.
Okay.
I got like an 8-track phone. I call it.
Good for you. Good for you. That's it. Sometimes I only use mine for ministry. Sometimes I wish I didn't have the internet, but I use it for ministry. I have a large website, don'tperish.com. If you're ever interested, call me. I will read you my article about the Salvation Army and how they don't preach the biblical gospel in Christ. They don't call people out of the world. They're very much linked to the world. The man who founded the Salvation Army, William Booth, I think was his name. I wouldn't have agreed with him on everything because he was a denominational guy and he kept a lot of things that I don't think are of God's word. But he was a lot further along and closer in biblical truth and holiness. If he came back and saw the Salvation Army today, do you know what he'd do? He'd rebuke them and tell them they are in sin, they're in compromise, they're in worldliness. So think about that. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Most important, make sure if you're born of God, you follow his word and his ways.
I did 4 years in Catholic school when I was younger.
Okay.
I'm not as religious as I used to be.
Yeah. Just one last thing. The Catholic faith. It's not God's faith. It's made up of, I think you know, a bunch of man-made traditions. They protect pedophiles. They take people's money and spend it on big ornate buildings. The Pope sits on a throne of gold. They don't preach the biblical gospel. So test the Catholic faith. Again, you call me. I'll read articles to you. I'll take you to your catechism. I have an article, 10 points on the catechism. I take you right to the Word of God, and I show you on those 10 points of the catechism. They're not even close to the truth. You can't find salvation in the Roman Catholic Church. You must repent and follow Jesus biblically. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I do know I'm not very religious as I used to be.
Have to be religious, but what you have to be is in spirit and truth and follow Christ with all your heart.
Yeah,
all right, make sense?
Hey, you guys have a great night.
Thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Test out our website.
Thank you, sir.